we are rounding out the 2016 Q's Directors Conference, and look who I came across, Dee Dee Myers and Peter Mars. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great, thanks, Mike.
Hey, we're in Maui. How could we not be doing amazing?
I agree. I don't think they ever have a non-great day here. I think it's all great, so it's all good here. Hey, but you guys, let's get back into the conference mode here. You guys have been present-o-rama here. You guys are all over the place. And Peter, let's start with you, because you presented first, and Dee Dee, we'll get to you because you presented next. And I always want to do ladies first, but that's okay.
I was a helper. He was a presenter.
Okay.
I was his helper.
Okay.
We're working the succession plan.
All right, Peter. All right, let's go. And then you can help out if you like.
We're not fact-checking.
All right. So, but you did a presentation on board and CEO succession. Yeah. Open forum, actually. So let's get a little summary on what happened there.
Yeah, so what was so great about the open forum was we asked everyone, we did live data, real research in the room. So,
So
$1.4 billion to $2 billion credit unions. Mm-hmm. About 100 different people in there, and we asked everyone, when do you anticipate your CEO to retire? 23% of them anticipate their CEO to retire within the next 3 years, another 23% between 4 and 6 years, and then there was, I think, 33%, anyways, 82% are gonna retire within the next 9 years. So that's some movement in the industry, and this is the sizable organizations, right? So this is something to pay attention to for all of you executives out there that are really looking to subscribe to the next role there.
Yeah, there's going to be some job openings pretty soon, so get those resumes get those resumes polished.
Call us now for your CEO readiness plan.
Right.
Exactly. What else happened? Because I've heard a lot of good things about the open forums from everybody, and so what else occurred in there? Because those are some pretty impressive stats.
Well, one of the conversations that always gets brought up, especially in the open forum, is board succession. And so there's not a lot of details on this. We did another empirical research during our open forum, and I got my stats right here. So within 3 years, we asked the directors, when will you leave the board? Mm-hmm. Within 3 years, 19% of them. So that's you know, a good fair amount. That seems about right. Another 3 years, 28%. So essentially, we're talking about half the people on boards are going to turn over in the next 6 years. So what does that mean? What are they looking for with the next generation? Everyone's always talking about, we need millennials, we need talent, but we don't know where to get them. They don't want to join our credit union. They got kids, they got families, they got careers. So that's where Dee Dee comes in to talk about board succession planning, exactly how to do it.
Yeah, well, one of the things I was listening to is that 46% of CEOs are going to retire in the next, how many years?
6 years.
6 years,
wow.
And we've got about half of the board members gone in the next 6 years. That's a vacuum. That's a crescendo. That's kind of scary. So we need to really pay attention to it. So we're doing a lot of work on CEO succession, and we're saying let's start at least 3 years before, even 8 or 10 years before. Keep developing people, and then for the board succession we've developed a protocol, we've developed a methodology, and we've developed a way to have a mindset to attract the millennials. Mm-hmm. So we're working that pretty good. We actually have a booklet coming out after the first of the year on that's talking about all of that. So that's pretty exciting.
Okay.
What we're finding in boardrooms that we're working with is there's a way that there's a thinking going on that I think needs to be changed, Mike. So I've done some research and looking at where do we get stuck. And some of the research I've come up with is 67% of board members are bored.
Okay. Pardon the pun.
B-O-R-E-D.
Yeah. So that's a lot.
Why are they bored?
They're 50 to 70% of the time they're listening to reports.
Okay.
And they would disconnect. As humans, we disconnect. There's I think it came out yesterday on CQ, but Q's a short blog with some statistics there. So that's something to refer to. So one reason why that we get bored is we're spending time. There's ways you can spend time, five different ways. One is a lot of oversight, looking at numbers, and that's historical.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next level is inquiry, maybe asking some questions. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then the third level is planning. Okay, here's where we are. Where are we going? And often that is a very narrow, linear way of planning. Then the next level is a lot of our boards want to be more strategic. So how do we be more strategic? Well, big thing there is go upside down with your agenda. I mean, just change 5 to 10% of your agenda. That'll open up. There's more stuff there, too, but happy to talk to people. What we're really looking at right now is how are board members framing their issue, challenge, or opportunity? Mm-hmm. And what we're finding is there's a great opportunity here to teach board members how to ask framing type questions.
Okay. Right? Yeah, we talked about open-ended question we were discussing before the recording.
Yeah, instead of very narrow focused, ask open-ended. So like what Peter says is somebody says something in the boardroom with authority or with enough hopelessness, then it's going to be an attitude that other people are going to go, yeah. We get into, the agreement racket. We get into the agreement racket. So calling mm-hmm. that out, yeah, we're never going to get millennials. They don't want to do it. Women, you know, women are busy with their careers and families. And, you know, so here I am a woman. I'm going, okay, well, let's check this out. So I say, well, okay, take that and ask it in a framing question. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of being, this is not going to happen, how about what if? Or what's the risk of not being attracted to millennial? What's the reward? Let's pretend that we're a reward mm-hmm. for a millennial. Mm-hmm. What do we need to change? Mm-hmm. And how do we talk about it? And who do we talk to? Yeah. So you go like this instead of narrow, and that just helps people learn how to frame. And right. I believe they're better strategizers. They have more vision, more innovation, and all of that. So that's kind of the research we've been up to lately.
Okay. And so what do they do with that? Once they ask the open-ended question, where do they go with that? Because, I mean, I totally agree with you. It opens your mind to a different way of thinking as opposed to such a narrow little focus thing. What do they do with it? What's step two?
Well, first thing is their energy changes.
Yeah.
They actually are more engaged. They're having more fun. They're more focused. Board meetings are shorter and more impactful. Mm-hmm. There's less busy work for the executive team. Where was I in a meeting the other day? Yeah, anywhere from 150 to 350 pages in board packets. Good. We have to stop that.
Yeah.
You know, and
no one's reading that. No one's reading that.
We have to figure that out. Okay, so what are they doing with they're making better decisions.
Okay.
Better
okay.
decisions and less time, more productivity.
Well, the thing that I'm thinking while you're talking about that, if they want to attract millennials, you don't want to have these long drawn out meetings with 350 page documents. They're not going to go for that. Are you kidding me?
One of the things we're saying is like, what's in your president's report? And some credit unions go, what president's report? I said, so you have this big packet. How about a one-page summary? Here's where the highlights are.
Yeah.
And do an HTML link.
Yeah.
Very simple. Mm-hmm. I didn't say this earlier, but okay, so 67% of board members are bored. 50 to 70% are listening. 5 to 15% is in strategic, open-ended dialogue. Flip that upside down.
Yeah, no doubt.
And learn how to do it. Figure it out, and we can definitely help with that. How do you start?
Okay, very cool. Peter, anything to add there?
Yeah, well, just the other thing you said, what happens when you ask the open-ended question? The creative part of the brain starts to lighten up, and then people become more engaged, right? So you shift from being a bored board member mm-hmm. to an engaged creative problem solver, right? And so when there's more diversity of thought, demographic diversity, the studies say you're going to be a better problem solver, more creative solutions.
Right.
And so that's what we're looking for. That's the job of the board in the future. Think strategically. Everyone says we need to be more strategic, but they haven't looked at their practices. They haven't looked at themselves. They've tried to do one little thing here and here.
We're doing the peer reviews for that. That's helpful too.
The
peer reviews are really
a
game changer. And they're done in a way of dignity and being creative and giving positive feedback to each other. And then we want more of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want more of this from you, Bob or Mike, or bring more of this on.
Okay.
That's really a game changer.
Okay. Yeah, and it changes their attitude too, because they feel they're a part of the process. They have a voice, and man, they got skin in the game. All those cliches.
And they have good perspectives to share. We're just channeling it in a different way that helps the management team. I mean, the management teams are hungry for this too. They want to know what the board is thinking on these particular issues.
Mm-hmm.
The conduit is not there, so we just need to shift that.
Guys. Anything else to wrap up here? I mean,
we could talk all day.
We could. These are topics that affect us all, especially the credit unions, obviously.
Yeah.
So I always enjoy talking to you guys because
you.
I always learn something brand spanking new. So thank you for what you guys do, and I'm sure the credit union industry echoes that sentiment. So keep up the good work, guys. All right.
You're welcome.
Mike.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Oh, happy holidays to you too.
Thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it, Mike.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.